Hey everyone, it's Steve. Welcome back to our Summerfest series, a celebration of music, including some of the bands playing at Summerfest 2023. As locals, we might take it for granted, but Summerfest provides an amazing opportunity for artists to connect with longtime supporters and gain exposure with new fans. Milwaukee needs Summerfest. This episode features Milwaukee-based band Gold Steps, a band with what I describe as a high-energy indie rock vibe, and wow, were they hilarious to talk to. Take a listen to this episode, then get over to Summerfest on Saturday, July 1st at 6 p.m. for their performance on the Generac Power Stage. Thanks for supporting a local podcast and local music. We love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode. All right, who the hell are you two?
Who is this?
I'm Zach. I play guitar.
I'm Liz. I sing. Sometimes people know me as Betty on the internet.
I think I saw that.
Petty D. Betty.
Yeah, yeah.
Petty D. Betty Betty. It's a long, not really that long of a story. I am Petty. We wrote a song called Petty. I really like Deep Eddie Vodka and always wanted to be one of their Bettys when we lived in Austin. So
nice.
I'm still waiting for that call. Betty?
Yeah. Adam got that job, actually. So sorry. Yeah, sorry about that.
He looked really good in a gingham two-piece, so.
Thank you.
He looks excellent.
Thank you.
Very elegant, would you say?
I don't.
What's the difference between, what's the difference between elegant and eloquent? Is one made up?
Elegant is like a refined regal lady, and eloquent would be when an elegant regal lady opens her mouth and speaks eloquently.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
Podcast over.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
You know, I thought Steve had inadvertently thrown out a gotcha question.
No way. I would never do that.
But here we are. I don't even know what to say. That was perfect.
I'm a weirdo.
That was the perfect answer.
Weirdo of work.
It's a battle of the minds.
I know, I love it.
It's been a long day.
It has been a long day.
Let's just talk.
For sure. All right, so what's the meaning of the Gold Steps?
We are huge fans of Neck Deep.
They're a pop punk band from
the UK.
Wales. Yeah.
Oh,
and they actually came out with a record called Life's Not Out to Get You. One of the songs is called Gold Steps. In our former band, before Gold Steps, we were listening to that album, thinking about how we wanted to leave that former band and make something new and call the project Gold Steps. And literally, I think like a week or two later, we actually did that and we made Gold Steps.
Nice. So we love the music.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, we may or may not have been jamming out, like to get into the mood.
I got scared and turned it off right before. I thought you might jump on because I'm like, I don't want to be like the, that kind of. Oh yeah, I love the music.
And then
you log in and we're listening to your music, and you know, I'm like, oh wait, stop.
I don't know if that would be cool. Yeah. We would have just sang along.
Nice.
Even though I would have been like, oh my god, they have no idea who we are. They're researching at the last second. I've never done that before.
Yeah, right?
I've been listening. All right, so influences on writing, what fans get from a show when they can hear you, all that kind of good stuff. You know, like, what's the band like? What's the vibe?
Well, I am a ball of nervous, pent-up energy. So I move around a lot on stage. I actually had to train myself because I talk with my hands a lot, and I was doing that while I was singing, and I was like, I like who does that? Like, who am I? Like, I don't know. Like, I would watch, I'd like have all these like frenetic hand movements, and almost like, oh my god, they must think there's something wrong. But I move around a lot. I am so horribly sweaty when I'm done playing a set.
Yeah.
But it's good because the other guys kind of let me have like the roost of like the front of the stage. Like I rule that part. And it's nice because I'm not as intimidating being a small lady. So like if I like get in someone's face, they're not like, oh my god. Sometimes they are, but that's usually just because I can get very pointy.
Yeah.
Lots of energy.
As far as like the rest of us go, except for the drummer.
Right.
We are twirly, 360, jumping everywhere. Like, we'd like to put on a show as much as playing, and we still try to perfect playing perfectly while doing all this insane stuff. And normally, our ending song, I like to do something special for the back half of it. So hopefully, whoever comes out and sees us at Summerfest will stick around.
If they let us do that, what if they don't let you do that?
They're going to let me do it.
You're like, hey,
that's rock and roll. You're supposed to break some rules.
Just do it.
Oh, that's true. I have seen people climb like the scaffolding.
Yeah, no, I can't do that with a guitar, but it would be cool.
Well, I can't do it without a guitar, so.
Yeah, it would just look weird.
Yeah. I'll just stand at the bottom. You climb, and I'll just toss it right up to you.
Your show at Summerfest, you'll throw stuff, you'll light fires. Maybe not. But climb on stuff.
We like to like ballet. We like to do, what are they called? The ballet?
Pirouette?
Pirouette. That's what
is it pirouette
was.
Or yes.
He knows his ballet. We just had the ballet on the podcast.
Yeah, we did.
That's why really he knows. Cool. It's his dream.
It's not.
So July 1st.
Yep.
6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Generac.
Generac's one of my favorite. Generac's one of my favorite companies.
Are they really?
And I love their stage. What's the feel of prepping for this? This is crazy.
I feel like we've been wanting to take our equipment to the stage and test it out and make sure that it's going to be 100% perfect. And I just keep telling everybody that it's not realistic. Like, we can't do that. Like, it would be awesome, but we can't.
Yeah, we want to like drag our like in-ear monitor setup because we had some technical difficulties at Locust Street Days where our in-ears were cutting out by static. Like a radio tower, and you know it's the aliens communicating, and they don't like our band, so they were.
You were abducted. I get it.
Mercury retrograde, all that stuff.
We're very excited. I am an over prepper. I overdo everything in my life if I can. So like we're practicing all the time. We've been running our hour long set. We've spent a few weeks now.
Nice.
We do it at least 3 times a week. We run the set and sometimes more. And then I lay awake at night thinking about it and repeating stuff in my head. I have a tendency to go off the rails when I'm talking in between songs. So we put little like timers like, hey, Liz, you have 30 seconds. Stop talking.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a time set.
Yeah.
That is wild.
We're professionals.
Yes.
Have you...
And stop talking. Okay, 30 seconds.
It's like a baseball game now, and they time everything.
Yeah,
yep, exactly. The 20-second pitches.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's insane.
We want to make sure that you get your 7th inning stretch in, and you're not too tired when you go home after Flyleaf later.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bingo.
So have you rehearsed with 2 podcast guys waving balloons and like flags and stuff around?
We're talking distractions.
Yeah, just wondering, because that could happen on July 1st at 6 p.m.
Oh. I think you should.
Yeah.
I really do.
Cowbells and
I keep
New Year's Eve.
Who in their right mind is going to let us in with a bunch of balloons?
We're media.
Really?
We'll bring them.
We'll inflate them inside.
You know what? That's a good point. You just inflate them inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just bring them like, I don't know, like.
We're good.
Line your pants with them. and they'll kind of be like, this guy's really crinkly, but I'm not sure if that's a pink condition or.
I don't think I want to bring a little pump the balloon. Too.
Your pants will just start inflating.
Those Mylar? Is that Mylar right here, or is that what's going on in there?
And then you start lifting, and then everyone's like, "Hello? I feel like we can save that balloon guy."
And they're like,
"What's going on?
What's that guy doing? I need to go to Gold Steps."
And then you float over the home.
And the band's just like, "No, we don't know him."
Don't do it. Stop.
BB guns.
Oh God, I've never.
All right. So how do people keep up with all the craziness you have going on with shows and merch and all of that stuff, music?
We do have a link tree.
Okay.
And it's Gold Steps MKE. Same with Instagram. It's Gold Steps MKE.
Mm-hmm. And Linktree is actually just Linktree.
Well, it's on Steps. It's on Instagram. So
it's on Instagram.
It's right in there. Yeah. Right in our bio.
We're at Gold Steps MKE on everything. Okay. And at Gmail, if you want to send us an email, it's goldstepsmke@gmail.com.
Ooh, opening up the email.
I think I will right now.
Got music all over Spotify. We got music on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. I mean, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Look, this is a perfect time to plug. We do have a song that's coming out next Friday the 30th, and it will only be available on Spotify and Apple Music for... I'm not sure why, but it is a Creed cover.
No.
It's really good.
Yes. We put
Is that all you can say about it? You can't tell us which song?
Oh,
It's One Last Breath.
Yeah.
Oh, if you were going to say it with arms wide open.
Yeah, Adam.
I'll do that karaoke for you.
All right. Go ahead.
Can we just
We're on wonder why. Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. With arms wide open.
Yes.
You made this is
it's never gonna be the
this
same.
This is the best. This is the best show ever.
So please come see my band cover Creed at Summerfest.
Yes, please. Please do. So Steve and I have what I guess is probably an inside joke, and I forgot where it came from. It's usually these come from us drunk at a bar,
yeah,
like one drink longer than we should have. It's like that one point where you're like, ah, crap, now I'm almost full drunk,
yeah.
And we were talking about something, and I just misunderstood what he said, and I'm like, did you just say Creed? Is Creed what you were talking about? And then he looked at me like I was nuts, which is a normal look he gives me.
Yeah.
And and I decided that it would be best, instead of saying Creed again, to just go, with arms wide open.
And he was like in the bar.
But I had like my wings out.
Yeah.
I had them way out. And
did the whole bar stand up with you, and they joined in?
And then he said what it really was, and I was like, oh, okay. And we kind of moved on, but then it just kept coming up the rest of the night. It was one of those things where everything started tipping off Creed
songs.
Thoughts.
Yeah, because I'll call him up, and I'm like, hey, can you take me higher?
Does he?
He goes, yeah, man, anytime.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Aww,
yeah.
Whatever you need.
Friend. Whatever you need. All right. What were we talking about? Like, so the interwebs, do the Google search, come to shows, buy all the merch. Yeah. All that stuff.
We have a hot sauce too.
Oh my gosh.
What?
That's new.
What do you put
your hot sauce on?
I put it on chicken tacos.
I've been putting it on all my chicken tacos.
Yum.
Chips.
I'm going to play around with some cream cheese fun dip stuff. Like, I want to make crab rangoons and put it in the cream cheese.
We've also been using it in our dressings for our salads.
Yes.
So if you mix like a light Caesar and a hot sauce, it creates this awesome,
spicy Caesar.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let's do it.
I should do YouTube videos about this hot sauce.
I think so.
I think we should.
I like to eat.
Full on cooking show. Like, let's get that top down angle over your counter.
It
slides up into frame.
But only you can only have Creed playing in the background.
I was just gonna say the one caveat of this great idea is the soundtrack has to be.
I feel like
it could be Creed covers. You could be covering it.
Yeah, pretty popular on TikTok. So I feel like he would maybe be down to collaborate.
Yeah,
I'm sure he would.
We'll just fly him in and make some hot sauce with him and
fly him in.
He's got nothing much going on right now.
If he tucks his hair behind his ears,
and he walks around like this all the time. Where's the hot sauce?
And then you just pour it in his open mouth. Video.
Then it starts getting up on those naughty websites, and
all of a sudden you started a trend on TikTok, and you're like, "Why is the world like this?"
We started on TikTok, ended up on OnlyFans.
As long as we get a cut,
Yeah, whatever. Go down. Yeah.
Is this Gold Step?
What isn't Gold Steps at this point?
Oh, what's going on?
Scott? What's that, Scott?
It's the hands. She doesn't know what to do with her hands.
She, yeah, I know. Well, okay.
Just put them at your sides, Ricky Bobby.
What?
He gets it.
What? All right, we got to go.
All right, and also look up Gold Steps MKE on YouTube.
Yeah. We'll put some links in the show notes to whatever, Hot Sauce and Creed's reunion album. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Seriously, though, we will see you on July 1st.
Yes.
At Summerfest.
6 p.m.
Balloons or not. Thank you. This was the best. I needed this tonight.
Thanks for good. Giggling with us. Yeah. That was fun as hell.
All right. Hang on. Adam?
What?
You know.
And now, Milwaukee's own Newski. Wish I could get sight.